Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Monday, September 15th, 2014. And with me today, I have two digital luminaries, which is, I guess, sort of like if you guys were LED bulbs. So with me today, I have Brian Chaffin. Hey, Brian.
Yes, good to see you. Thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you for making the time to be here. I do appreciate it. And also Kelly Gumont. And how are you, Kelly?
I'm well, sunshine. How are you?
I feel as if I am underprepared for this show. I should have dressed in my fine white suit.
Indeed. Oh, my. Don't give me the vapor, sir.
Although I do have a fine mint julep right here.
Well, that's good.
That does count.
It totally counts, yeah. Okay, so I brought you guys on the show today because first I wanted to talk about Apple's press release from this morning where they said that they have had over 4 million pre-orders for the iPhone 6 and 6 Plus. They sold out of their entire pre-order inventory.
You know, I had high hopes for Apple. I really did. And it's so sad to see a great company fall so far.
Yeah. What's the word? There's a word. What's the word?
Doomed.
Oh, doomed. That's the word.
Doomed.
I knew if we worked through it together, we could find the word that describes Apple's current situation.
So how does this compare to previous years?
Okay, so last year, we can't compare because Apple didn't do pre-orders. However, the year before, which would have been the iPhone 5, Apple did pre-orders and they sold a million. And then combined with their launch weekend where you can actually go in the store and pick one up, they sold a little over 5 million.
So that's the iPhone 5. That's
the
going
five.
Back two calendar years.
Right. Mm-hmm. So for pre-orders this year, Apple came relatively close to total launch weekend sales for the iPhone 5.
Well, do we have any numbers from the 5S last year?
And I'm totally pulling an ACM by not having the numbers in front of me.
Excellent.
So I can't tell you what the numbers for last year were. What I do remember, though, is that Apple, of course, said that they were totally blown away by sales. So
the numbers I'm looking at in your articles for the 5S is that Apple sold 2 million on launch day.
Okay.
For the 5S.
Okay. And so that's not a fair comparison to what's happening this year or the prior year since we did not have pre-orders to go along with that.
And it would be slower because that's people waiting in line. And so every one of those was not an automated transaction. It was somebody having to go to a store.
And well, Apple also had very limited inventory.
What we know is that Apple already has twice in pre-orders what it had in total first day sales, including pre-orders.
Correct.
I guess that's not necessarily true because as ship dates, it depends on how they're counting first day sales. If they're counting first day sales as all the pre-orders up until that point.
Yeah, that would be a lot.
It's a much bigger window of time
to measure.
Yeah, right.
Well, Apple doesn't actually charge for the phone until they can ship it. So
that would theoretically be shipping pre-orders and first day sales.
Mm-hmm. Right. So shipping pre-orders. So that means if you pre-ordered an iPhone 6 or 6 Plus, and it's going to deliver on September 19th, that is counted in the sales figures for last Friday.
Right.
And if you are in the 7 to 10 day or 3 to whatever week delay, then those numbers are not being included. However, if Apple can manage to get enough extra inventory to give some of the people that are facing delays on pre-order deliveries a shipment that arrives on the 19th, then they can actually bump that that number up.
Right. Well, we can be sure that Apple's going to have inventory on hand for the launch day.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. They will have inventory on hand for launch day. What I meant was if they have enough inventory that they start sending out to pre-order people that they have previously said, your shipping will be delayed 7 to 10 days.
You know, this, again, this keeps coming back to Jason Nadi and his prescience when he said the thrill is gone.
Yeah, poor Apple.
Boy, that guy nailed it, didn't he? He just nailed it.
Yeah.
So I did look up. I just wanted to point out. I pulled up last September's press release, and I know there were no pre-orders for the 5S and the 5C. But 3 days after launch, Apple put out a press release that they've sold 9 million new phones in those 3 days.
Okay, so their launch weekend sales hit 9 million.
Yeah, and that's the whole weekend. But yeah, 9 million. That's a lot of phones.
That's a lot of phones. Okay, so based on pre-orders that Apple announced,
mm-hmm.
plus historic trends... Maynard from Wells Fargo says that pre-orders have been around the 40% mark. So that being said, then Apple is on track to sell at least 10 million iPhones on launch weekend. And
which would not be unheard of because they did 9 last year.
Right. And he's expecting that they could actually hit the low teens with that.
Yeah, I suspect that. I suspect that that'll be the case because, you know, Apple does tightly control the number of units that it makes available for pre-order. So to see 4 million units, made available for that shipping pre-order, I think Apple will do more than that. Apple at least will be prepared to do more than 10.
I think you're right. And if, that pre-order frenzy from last Friday is any indication, there will be people that will be lined up, ready to go, ready to buy however many phones Apple has made.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And the launch is in more than the United States. It's in, 15 countries? I think.
I thought it was eight countries for launch.
I don't remember off the top of my head, but I do know that for the following weekend, they're adding in like 20 more countries. So they're doing a pretty aggressive rollout right away, which they've been getting more aggressive with the rollout each year, it seems.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, China is messing with them. And China hasn't approved the either iPhone 6 line yet. So that means that Apple won't have access to the world's biggest market. I mean, of course, you know, Apple's going to be able to sell as many as it can make in the first place.
Right.
But it's going to be a the political maneuverings between China and the U.S. over economics and surveillance and spying. Everything that's going on is having an effect on Apple because China is not giving Apple access to that market for the new device, and that stings for Apple and shareholders.
It does, and
of which I am one. Small.
That's true. As I recall, you have a small, nearly insignificant amount of stock in Apple.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah, it does suck for you and for all the other shareholders because this is something that's completely out of Apple's control. And they could probably sell even more phones. Or in this case, it would probably amount to they would sell a lot of phones in China and then have not as many phones available in other markets because they would have more markets initially that they're spreading around whatever their limited inventory is. Mm-hmm. But I think you're right that whatever Apple makes, they are going to sell.
Yep.
Yeah. So I ordered a space gray iPhone 6, 64 gig. I'm curious, Brian, what did you order?
Well, you know, I said on the Twitter that I'm not even ordering. I said I'm not even iPhone 6 ordering. I just wanted to hang out with all the cool kids. And that was true Thursday night at midnight, or Friday morning at midnight, depending on how you want to look at that. Mm-hmm. But Friday day came along, and I decided to switch to AT&T's next program and go ahead and get the iPhone 6 so that I can have it for testing. So I'm getting a space gray 64 gig 6.
We're iPhone twins.
We are iPhone twins.
That's awesome. Kelly, did you order one?
I did not. I'm chained to my 5S for another year. A couple of years ago, I bought a 4S off contract. And I was using that as my primary device because I wanted to get on the S track, the evolution, instead of the revolution upgrade cycle. So I'm going to end up with an iPhone 6 Plus 1 next fall when that happens.
Well, and so in the meantime, you are such a trooper because you're taking one for the team. You're sticking with the iPhone 5S, which means that we still have that in our pool of devices for product testing.
Indeed. And a couple of times over the weekend, Mr. Kelly did go, you know, I ordered an iPhone. It should be here next week, so you'll need to be home to sign for it. And I thought he was kidding, and then I kind of thought he wasn't, and it turns out he was kidding. But he is sort of tempted by that larger screen. So it's possible there might be one in my house. And he's totally eligible for an upgrade because he got my 4S when I got my 5S. He can upgrade whenever he feels like it. So on a subsidized contract. So there's a good chance there will be one at my house.
Well, we can live in hope.
Yeah.
All right. So the other thing I wanted to take a look at today is Walmart's news that they are not on board with Apple Pay. And apparently they have no intention of signing on with Apple Pay. And while Apple Pay, I think, is going to do fine, it will perform however it performs, and I believe people will use it. And it has a much greater likelihood of success than other NFC-based payment systems simply because there are so many iPhone users out in the world. That said, I really don't think that Apple Pay is going to have the level of success that it otherwise could have simply because we have Walmart, a huge retailer, that is turning their back on the platform. And Best Buy is joining them too.
Please spare me your pious bleating, sir. I shall not have it. I cannot stand any more of this. I will not stand for it.
And this is exactly why I brought you on today, Brian. Not because you have a contrary view, but because I knew that you would not be able to resist lapsing into an accent for me.
So Walmart is a huge retailer. Best Buy is...
What? No.
It's true. Walmart is, in fact, a huge retailer. Walmart does not necessarily cater on a nationwide basis to forward-driven technology early adopters.
True.
Which is not necessarily true for Best Buy, but these two retailers, as big as they are still not bigger than everything else that Apple has gotten to sign up for this. They represent, both of them combined, represent a speed bump for Apple Pay, and Walmart and Best Buy will end up coming around to Apple Pay when their current C system is an abject failure.
All right, and thank you for bringing up current C. For our listeners that aren't familiar with that, this is an alternative mobile payment system that Walmart, Best Buy, Target, and several other companies have backed. And so instead of being a system that is controlled by the banks, it's a system that's controlled by the merchants. And mm-hmm. It does not use NFC at all. What it does is you have to install their app on your smartphone. That app then links to your bank account. And then when you go to pay, you have a QR code or barcode, some sort of scannable code on your smartphone, that gets scanned, and then the transaction is processed directly through your bank account, and the whole credit card merchant system is cut out of the loop. And Target, while supporting currency, is also supporting Apple Pay. But
right, so we know it's possible.
It's totally possible.
Yeah, it's not like this is an either or. It's just that Walmart is making it that by choice.
Mm-hmm.
The part of the problem I see here is that instead of helping create a unified system so that it's much easier to handle mobile payments through our smartphones, Walmart is intentionally trying to keep the system fractured.
Well, so Walmart and Best Buy are both pursuing two options that more closely align with its business interests.
Of course.
Which is understandable. And the reality, though, is that they're not just going against Apple here, they're going against the banks. And they're not going to get a lot of help with that. And on top of that, the chances that Walmart and Best Buy are going to be able to come up with an alternate way for people to pay things on a wide scale that offers as useful and convenient a customer experience as Apple Pay are roughly slim to none.
I totally agree.
And
yeah.
With Apple also being the one company who's willing to try to find a way to make a profit by making things awesome for customers, Apple Pay is going to be the one that gets the traction. And either, like I said, what I said earlier, Walmart and Best Buy will both come to Apple Pay. Current C may even itself come to Apple Pay. I don't even know if that's possible, to be honest. But this pshaw on this being anything other than a minor speed bump for Apple. Pshaw.
Well, like I Balderdash. Said, I don't expect Apple Pay to fail, but I do expect that this will slow down its adoption.
I've gone from Bashaw to Balderdash to a raspberry.
Indeed, you have, and we're out of time. So I fear that we have to end the show today on a raspberry.
Excellent, my work is done.
It could be far worse.
Stand complete.
And I'm glad that we could complete you in that way, Brian. So thank you for joining me today so that we could validate mm-hmm. you.
It was my pleasure, sir.
And Kelly, thank you for joining too. It's always great to have both of you guys here.
Certainly.